About 8.5, 9 miles.
I see. But that's that is to the downtown, is that business district?
Corporation limits outside, you know, about a mile or something.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's measured to the post office.
I see. If you had a choice of doing two things, you said, I was going to do this, but I did that.
I decided to do this rather than the other.
Okay, or
instead.
Yeah. I said, why do you like him? You say, I like him. He's so funny. I like him.
Because he's a nice guy, or...
Okay. And if someone, on Sunday, people go to...
Church.
And if people became members of the church, you might say they...
Members.
When they became members...
They joined the church.
Okay. And in church, you pray to... Who do you pray to in church?
Pray to God.
Yeah. And in an oath, a person might say, my...
God.
Yeah. And the minister preached a
sermon on that.
And the organ played
music.
And you might, and the song, oh, what a
friend we have in Jesus.
Uh-huh. That's right. And then there's another song that this isn't a religious song, but just, oh, what a morning.
What a glorious morning.
Uh-huh. Or another word, that if you're talking about you might say it's a pretty day, or you might say it's a nice day, but you might also say it's really a
beautiful day.
Yeah. You know? And if you were going to church and you got a flat tire and you had to change it, and you said church is going to be over
before we get there.
Okay. And God's adversary or enemy in hell is called, yet God's enemy is the
devil.
Yeah. Is there any other names for the devil?
Satan.
Mm-hmm. And if there's an old house in the neighborhood the children are afraid of, what would that be called?
I've heard that. Angry house, or?
Yeah. Call it a haunted house?
Haunted
house?
Haunted.
All right.
Well, that's what I was trying to think of.
What's supposed to be in a haunted house?
Well,
kids think.
It's kids' imagination and what old people told them.
What do they think's in there?
Well, they think there's, I've heard them say, horses in there, no head, and people's no heads or no legs, and they run after them. And it's anything to scare a kid.
They ever call those things anything in particular?
Well, I don't know. The devil's horse or something in there.
Okay, I was thinking of something like, can you think of any, like, what kinds of things they tell kids about it?
Well, they tell them about animals, people in there, no heads, no arms.
Mm-hmm.
They run after you.
Uh-huh. They ever call that, they all ever call them anything else though, like ghosts or spooks or hands?
They ghosts.
Okay. And if you're very happy to see someone who comes over to visit you, you'd say, well, I am
happy to see you.
And if someone's asking you about how different two things are, you'd say, oh, that's just not a great deal of difference. It's just a